A reading from Matthew 4:23-24. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them all.
One time, years ago, when I was reading Matthew, I saw these three words, teach, preach, heal. Teaching's a little different than preaching. I just read an author, Craig Barnes, who said Jesus is more of a teacher than he is a preacher, but I won't labor over that distinction. But I think that now, here he is in Galilee, and his ministry is coming into full flower. He's got many people following him. He has chosen his closest associates. Others are following along. They're fascinated by him. They've seen things they've never seen before, and they all wonder who he is. And so we come to this moment, which is given in the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of Matthew, this amazing long discourse, call it a teaching, that is meant to be set upon a hill, more or less overlooking the Sea of Galilee. And it's a huge turning point in the ministry itself. And it articulates, I think, in an amazing way, some of the things that Jesus has been telling these people, but here it is for us to listen to.
Well, we begin the largest block of teaching material that we have from Jesus. Matthew puts it all together early in the gospel, and Jesus, three things that he declares over and over that his ministry were about were preaching, or as you say, teaching the word, communication, healing the sick, and casting out demons. And Matthew's shown us that the healing and the casting out of demons is going on, so there's an audience that's developing. There's a demonstration of the kingdom. And Mark's going to tell us when he introduces some teaching material that the people say, who is this guy Jesus? Because even he teaches with authority. There's not that rabbinical tradition of so-and-so said this, so-and-so said this. Jesus' response often is, you've heard it said, but I tell you. There's a sense of declared authority. And now we're going to get to see his teaching, which is very radical. The Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes really set up this Jesus way that is contrary to anything that has ever been declared about what it means to serve the living God.
So as Chuck and I move forward into the Sermon on the Mount over the next many days, several weeks actually, put yourself on that hill near the Sea of Galilee. Put a pause on and just listen to what Jesus is telling us. Chuck, you're right to say it's radical, but not in the way that we would interpret radical today. It's turning the world upside down in amazing ways that can transform lives.
And I would add, not only give pause to hear what it says, but go out and try to put it into practice, because being those who are doers of the word are people that then build on the rock and not on the sand.